producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, should we alert the spoilers? Hello, spoilers! No, are we going to spoil anything? Liam Sheff is my guest. We're right out of the gate here. Exciting time. It's like the last episode before the Christmas wars begin. And Liam Sheff is here. And we've got Outside the Box, but we're going with Irvin Sani, the substitute host, because TMB is on his 20th anniversary event with his wife and kids. So there you go. That's the update today. Liam Sheff, are you here? Too much too soon?
Dun, 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 dun.
So you saw it. I saw it. We saw it.
What?
The spoiler alert issue was funny because out of the United Kingdom, they say if you're a fair jumper on the tube, they're not only going to find you, but they're going to tell you what happens in the new Star Wars. No, don't tell me, right? This is what
it's come to. Well, spoiler alert. We're going to talk about it. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a segment one spoiler alert. There's some things that we might mention that if you don't want to hear because you haven't seen Star Wars yet, fast forward to segment two. All right, that's what I'm saying.
They're panty wasting, you know. Hey, let me have at all the people who are afraid of spoiler alerts. Let me tell you something about storytelling. Storytelling isn't dependent on one little surprise. It's so easy to come up with a surprise. Oh, you know how you come up with a surprise as a writer?
What?
You don't tell the audience something, one little thing, and then you tell them later. And that's a big alert. That has nothing to do with the quality of the writing or whether the writing is compelling. Whether the story itself is motivating and psychologically entrapping, you know, if it doesn't, all of our stories grab us by the emotions in our head and in our hearts, and they grab us. I mean, they're not real, but they grab us anyway, and they say, "You're going to be interested in this." So,
but that grabbing part, if I go back to Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, it grabbed me, man. When I was 11.
It grabbed all of us. You were 11, so I must have been like 3.
is it that much? No.
No. I was 7.
Okay.
I had actually my 7th.
We could have gotten together at that age and opened a 7-Eleven.
Oh, we could have. I went to Star Wars for my birthday, and then my mother said that I insisted that I see it like 11 more times.
Dude, I saw it that summer. I think it came out in the summer, right?
Yeah,
a bunch. We kept going back. We couldn't get enough.
No, couldn't get enough. And movies, by the way, cost like a dollar. I mean, it cost maybe a dollar to go in for a kid. It was nothing. $1.25. Seriously.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s, it cost me as an adult, I think, $2.25 to go to a matinee. So I don't go to the movies.
Just to let you know, because we're in the rural areas, a family of 4, 2 kids, 2 adults, cost us $26.
Okay, well...
Not New York or L.A. That's different.
Big cities. When I went to, it was $12. I just went, you know.
Wow.
And
did you see it 2D or 3D? Because we 3D was horrible in the and I don't like 3D even to this day. I like 2D movies.
I will not watch a 3D movie. I will not do that to my brain.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm a 2D kind of guy in the movies. So
But yeah, I want to go back to that first, because that's it all. That's the only reason why we're still talking about Star Wars today, is because of episode 4, 5, and most of 6.
Well, let me get the spoilers out of the way. Number one, when Luke becomes Caitlin Skywalker, I thought it was a remarkable moment in cinema. When they gave him Woman of the Galactic.
Didn't know that Bruce Jenner was in the movie. I just didn't
know. No. Look at Caitlin Skywalker. When Mark Hamill, and then he's the big reveal.
A circumcision went wrong with a lightsaber. Is that what you're saying? Oh, no.
Okay, so Star Wars was a myth that George Lucas was in film school, and he was sort of in adult film school with all of his peers were guys like Coppola and De Palma and Spielberg, and to some degree the New York filmmaker Scorsese, and Michael Cimino. These guys were all coming up together, and so they were influencing each other, they were fighting with each other to see who could make really good cinema. And Lucas had made American Graffiti, which wasn't really a movie so much as just a series of scenes around songs. I mean, it was about, it's, you know, it's sort of shallow compared even with Spielberg's early stuff, which was, you know, sort of horrific.
Lucas did that THX 1132 or something, right, as a student almost. So he had a sci-fi idea, I guess. He was
that was really a play on 1984 with motorbikes, and you know, it was visually interesting. So he was a visually interesting filmmaker, and I guess everybody knew that. He made Star Wars, and his wife, Marcia Lucas, of the time, no longer, not for a long time, really was the main editor on that film. And if you read about Marcia Lucas and you watch the original edit of that before she got to it, it's lazy and slow and sloggy, and it just doesn't quite work. And what she did, or at least what she's credited for in some of what I've read, is editing it right till the end of the usable shot when the actors break character, just to get as much out of what was filmed. The dialogue was clunky. Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, would say that George, who was a very skinny, nerdy guy at that point, George, you can type this craft, but you can't say it.
Yes.
But the story really evolved from Lucas's fascination with Joseph Campbell and Joseph Campbell's Power of the Hero with a Thousand Faces, not the Power of Myth, that wasn't out yet, but the Hero with a Thousand Faces, which told the story of all cultures having essentially the same set of hero stories, that somebody has the call to adventure and they go out and then they realize they're part of something bigger and it was always hidden from them. They lose somebody or something that they thought was irreplaceable and they suffer. And then they have to screw up all their courage to have a fight and they maybe lose or maybe win, and it goes on. So that's, you know, Star Wars. But Lucas also stole stuff from the Japanese samurai epics, and The Hidden Fortress, which is actually a movie, is really a template for Star Wars. There's a princess, and there's two guys who are bumbling, you know, R2-D2 and C-3PO types, comedic relief, and then there are the heroes. And with any good hero story, Japanese were always good at this. You have not just one, but two. It's almost male competition for the female. It makes it much more interesting. So there's a boy, you know, there's a younger and an older guy, within an age range of each other, but they're, you know, one is more cynical and one is more earnest. And so you have this classical, truly classical narrative structure. You put it in outer space with spaceships that are essentially big 70s cars, trucks, vans. The Millennium Falcon, I decided when I was a kid, teenager, was a van, like that had.
Can I remind everybody that you actually did a comic book based on the Star, that kind of thought form, as if it actually happened in what, the 70s?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, Summer of 74. It's a play and a comic book. Yeah, and the Millennium Falcon becomes a van, and Han is Hansel, and he's a smuggler of green stuff that grows in California.
Yes. Well, so, listen, I mean, but the thing, again, going back,
the background
that captured us, that, again, why 30 years later, there's the world, if you will, you know, I just say that loosely, but enraptured, you know, with, hey, could they capture it? Could they redo it? Could they do it again? And, you know, part of me said, there's just no way you can capture that magic that I experienced as an 11-year-old in the theater that summer. But at the same time, you didn't want it to tank as bad as Lucas did with his prequels.
Fascinating. I know we're up against the clock soon. What do we have?
We got 3 minutes. We're good.
Well, Lucas, you know, went away. He made three movies. He gave the second movie to a better writer, Lee Brackett, Lawrence Kasdan, and a better director, Irvin Kershner, and they made a very fine film called The Empire Strikes Back, and everybody knows that's a very powerful movie. You know, the reveal of Luke, I am your father, is totally unexpected.
Yes.
You know, you can't get away with that in the movies these days because everybody sort of lost their mental virginity and everybody expects everybody to be like have some big secret. So you're like, well, what's the big secret? What's the big secret? But I didn't see that coming. A lot of people didn't see it coming. And it deepened. Star Wars was criticized by a lot of people for being exactly what I just said, sort of a remake of a lot of Flash Gordon stuff with a lot of mythic underpinning. But people also loved it for that reason. And it's a really fine, fun movie. That has some nice undertones of Taoism and, you know, the force, you can feel the force flowing through you, you know, and it was this great thing that anybody could connect with. It really was the Tao. What's the line that Alec Guinness says? The force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy force created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us and binds the galaxy together. It's like a haiku. That's mm-hmm. so beautiful. Well, then Lucas went away for a while. Then he put Star Wars out again. And do you remember he put weird, like, cartoon animals in them? And
Yeah, when he had more technology to animate things in it that he wanted to fill the frame with all kinds of stuff.
And he did. And then Han was shot at by this guy called Greedo. But in the real movie, Han just killed this guy in the beginning because that's who he was. He didn't want to be killed, and he knew that he was going to be taken captive by this little Greedo thing, so he killed him. And he threw the bartender like a nickel to clean it up.
Yeah, that was Han. Yeah, that was the character.
Yeah, that's who he was. Well, then Lucas recolored the thing and had Han shot at second, and there's a whole movement of Han shot first. So then the third movie, Lucas is a control freak, and he didn't like to give... you know, he was probably, maybe he was resentful that Empire Strikes Back was so much better received, so he decided to really sort of ghost direct the third one with the little teddy bears, the Ewoks, through a guy called Richard Markhand, and Lucas's hand is much more apparent in that Return of the Jedi, because you have this evil empire that nothing can stop, and then a bunch of teddy bears kill the stormtroopers, and it's the end of the story. It doesn't make any sense. But that should have told us where we're... I mean, it's a terrible ending. But that should have... I mean, you know, there's some emotional moments, but that should have told us where we were headed. So then those prequels come out, and they're just distastefully grotesque. They're just cartoons. They're robots that talk for... Like, Roger, and they don't make any sense. And then there's a kid who says, yippee, and he's supposed to be Darth Vader, and the whole audience goes, oh, my God. And it makes $1 billion. And kids around the world are just, like, buying this stuff. And the adults who have grown up with it go, wow, were we wrong?
Right. What happened? Well, listen, I guess we got some more Star Wars to discuss, but I wanted to set the stage, and I think you've done it well, and you've written a lot about it. And we've, you know, had similar experiences, a lot of in our generation did, about the film. And what do we get to in terms of what it is today? And we'll discuss that. Also, the Chipotle Wars. We'll talk about that after the break as well, as soon as we can.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's go back to the Force, Liam, because that was the mythic part. How does the Force play out in the new movie? Well, what was it that intrigued us about Luke Skywalker initially? Was it that he was a prince or a king?
Well, he was like me. He was, as far as I knew, abandoned on a rocky planet that I didn't want to be on. You know, my dad was gone and my mom was difficult, and so I'm sort of orphaned on my Tatooine planet, looking at the double sunset and hearing the swelling music. And that's what was the call to me to that movie. It was that scene where Luke goes out and he stares at the sunset and goes, there's something else out there for me. That was the hook. Nothing else. It didn't matter how it ended, because that I was already in. Well, I don't think George Lucas understood what he had there, because George Lucas has always made this about bloodlines. And if you ask him, he's very clear. This is about the Skywalker family. And
it was always about blood, because remember, he came up with this midi-chlorian thing in the prequels. And then there was a point where the Darth Vader to be slaughters all of the kids in the Jedi school, which seemed to be more egalitarian in that anybody could be a Jedi, but now suddenly it was like, no, now it's the bloodline.
Oh, it's all bloodline. And George Lucas's understanding of good and evil is pretty simplistic. Darth Vader isn't a character that really makes any sense if you look at Lucas's telling of it. He's a nice kid who says yippee, and then he's an irritable teen, and then he kills children, and you know what?
I know. It came out of where did that come from? But I want to visit the whole thing of bloodline as differentiated from the original Luke Skywalker, because this was a kid who was a kid. He was farming. He wasn't blood related to anybody that we know of, at least initially.
No. It took two whole movies for them. By the way, it took two whole movies and 6 years, 77 to 80, three and a half years for anybody to go, oh my God, We didn't even see that coming because you didn't worry about it. We were just there because he was the guy who had been called from his Nowhereville to become a participant in a larger story. But Lucas has always been focused on bloodlines, and I can't tell you why. I don't know why, but that's the way he wrote it. I mean, that, if you look at his original stuff, it was about Luke Starkiller, and then it was the Skywalkers, and it's really the bickering Skywalkers, you know, like there's Anakin and he kills his wife because he's jealous because Obi-Wan Kenobi didn't have an affair with her, but he kills her anyway. And it doesn't make it, none of it makes any sense. None of it's rooted in deep character development, and you just sort of have to go with the whiz-bang theatricality of it. So the new one has very good actors, you know, doing serviceable work, and everybody likes the new girl. Daisy, I
think she was whip smart on it. I mean, she was very watchable. I think she did a great job, and it was enjoyable. I tell you, the movie, it was enjoyable. It was exciting,
right.
And you know, it brought the nostalgia back by seeing some of the old characters. As I've said, though, you know, Chewie has a big role in it. In fact, it's funny because he was loved upon by this small CGI character. It was interesting.
Right, the new Yoda.
Yeah, but who knows where that goes. But to your point about the bloodlines, like you said, the what we're here to do to some degree is kind of, how would you say, put a wrench in that idea that it's only about blood. It's the kings, it's the queens, it's the princes, it's the emperors. And that's the elites on planet Earth. And I've never been one to go, yeah, I definitely want to be part of the elites. In fact, quite the opposite. And I think that's the interesting thing about the originals, if you will, and what this has kind of devolved into, if I could say. I don't want to bum anybody out. I mean, it's still an enjoyable movie, but we're getting into the psychology behind it, maybe the spirituality behind it.
Well, the spirituality behind it was that you, if you want to have that call to your future, that call to action, you take it and you listen to those things that call you. And the spirit of, you know, the spirit of the universe is there. It's there for you to listen to. If you're willing to heed the call to adventure, to take the path less followed, and to do those things that you're called from an internal place that you can't really describe, that says, I need to, you know, nobody in my family approves, but I need to be an artist, or I need to be an activist, or I, you know, nobody in my family approves, but I'm for some reason, I'm desperately called to be a lawyer, you know.
Sure. But what about our look, our view at higher education or indoctrination, the university system, the elitist university system?
Oh, no.
See that? That's, again, the rebellion against that kind of control over thought form and reality is something that, as I see in a Luke Skywalker, a guy comes out of nowhere to make a dent in the universe and have a great adventure.
Or Han Solo, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, who always, he was half coward and half brave guy, and he always, you know, his cowardice kept him alive. And he was always on a call to adventure, but he was so cynical that he was such a great antidote to the movie. And it's terrible what they do to him. You know, what they I won't say it.
No, don't say it. We'll take a break. From Star Wars
into Caitlin Solo.
From Star Wars to the Burger Wars. We'll transition after the break. Interesting stuff going on out there. Here with Liam Sheff on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Archives available at GCN, our syndicator, eventually showing up at Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, and ultimately across the pond, as they say, in Great Britain land, where all the great villains are from. The United Kingdom, UK Health Radio, at least in the Star Wars universe. Is it true still?
Also, gay robots.
Yeah, gay robots, too. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you were going there.
He's in the movie, too.
C-3PO was not, was he? Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
He got like two lines, and Princess Leia told him to shut up.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot. I wanted more R2-D2, I'm just saying.
Oh, they had 30 seconds of R2-D2 because they replaced him with the volleyball.
Right.
Yeah, the volleyball.
Yeah. Something okay. That rolled out of your navel. All right. Well, listen, from Star Wars to the Burger Wars, unless you got a few more things to say, I mean, I'm enjoying the discussion, certainly. You know, our generation impacted greatly by the imagination that it sparked.
Myth always is born where technology meets society. So George Lucas grew up with cars, but we were, you know, human beings were going into space. So he just put cars in space. That's why they make car sounds when they go by. Because spaceships do not do that. And that's why we love Star Wars spaceships, because they're big cars. They're trucks. They make truck sounds. You know? They make train sounds.
Yeah.
That's why we love them.
That's
so
true.
Myth lives inside of like technology. Like Spider-Man was born in where? New York City. Where the what magic power do you need the most? You need to be able to get across town quickly. So what better way?
Born out of the Manhattan Project too, as well as the original story was the radioactive spider.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can see how the mythic imagination works. But from mythic imagination to my stomach, I want to talk about what they're trying to do to Chipotle.
Meat. Food. All right. Yes, Chipotle. Now we've covered them over the time that I've discovered them. Not me, but you know what I mean. At a certain point, you go, hey, well, who is this? What is this? What are they doing? Hey, this sounds pretty interesting. You know, more sustainable type foods, local if they can get it, organic when available, but certainly cleaner. What they call humanely raised, certainly non-antibiotic, non-growth hormone animals for those that eat animals, and they made a big dent over the years. They weren't always as big as they are today. It really was a detour through McDonald's, interestingly enough. But now we've got stories of E. coli, and is it corporate sabotage? Is it because they came out so overtly against GMOs? What's going on out there? There's a bigger story here. Just like we tie in the mythology of Star Wars, we can tie in the mythology of the food wars.
Right. So Bloomberg, you know, which stands up strong for, you know, petrochemical warfare, has the most outrageous hit piece about one poor guy who got diarrhea. He feels emotionally shaky. He can't do P90 workouts, because he went and ate something. Okay. There's a reason I eat very low on the food chain, because you're much less likely to get any kind of anything from meat. I don't know how to tell you this, but big animals sitting around in trays, I don't care where you are, you're rolling the dice a little bit. So, America, you might want to eat a little lower on the food chain. Number two, they say that he got food poisoning at a Chipotle, but he can't prove it. We don't know what else he ate, and we don't know if he's a corporate shill. We don't know. I don't know, because he's one guy.
Right.
This isn't a bloody outbreak of 100 people.
No, and Liam, I've been very suspicious about this because the CDC is reporting it can't figure out where it came from, what it does. And then, you know, they go to another foodborne outbreak, and immediately in like a Costco or something like that, they exactly nail it within a day. And so I'm thinking there's some strange stuff going on here. I don't know who's behind it, but I am highly suspicious ever since the Steve Ellis, I think, out of Chipotle says, we're going non-GMO actively. We're going to say it. And it's right there when you enter the store. That was like a cardinal sin, really.
Yeah, shot across the bow of big everything. So if you want to see what's really happening, go look up McDonald's and bankruptcy. McDonald's, that stalwart American institution that's killed, I don't know, hundreds of millions? A billion?
Yeah, what about them?
Cattle. It's given millions and millions of people diabetes, cancer, food poisoning, gastritis, distended bowels.
Where's the CDC on that?
So McDonald's is going slowly out of business, maybe not so slowly, because people, you know, don't want to eat absolutely toxic, feces-filled swill and poison anymore. So somebody is looking at this going, well, we're going to, you know, hire somebody. I don't know. I don't trust this Chipotle story any more than I trust any other official story. It just doesn't make any sense. And to be a front cover on Bloomberg reminds me of when I was front cover in the New York Times because I exposed orphans being used in clinical trials. Like, excuse me? You're blaming Chipotle for what? You don't know where in the supply chain? There's a guy holding like a burrito in a toxicology suit and an EPA suit, you could. I don't even go into McDonald's to use the bathroom because that place is so toxic.
Yeah.
What's in their milkshakes? You know, there was a point where it was unclear whether they're using blended eyeballs of cows in their milkshakes. Nothing was clear. Nothing was known. You couldn't know anything. What was in a chicken McNugget was, you know, plasticized mystery meat, you know?
Right. Pink goo.
And Chipotle just has food. It's just food.
Yeah.
Whether you're vegetarian or non-vegetarian, it's just cuts of animals that have been, I don't think there's a way to humanely kill anything.
Sure.
They're cuts of animals that were not factory farmed. And then they were shown Star Wars. And when Luke turned into Caitlin Skywalker, they died a merciful
right,
death.
Okay.
Yeah, they all died mercifully.
Well, it actually made me like tofu. I never liked tofu. And all the Western prizers are going to be angry with me. But there's
oh, they can shut up.
I'm sorry. I just like throwing out that bone to anybody who, you know, gets irritated easily.
Yeah, the tofu bone.
But anyway, no. But the thing is, they met a kind of a developing consciousness shift, if I can call it that. I mean, environmental awareness, whatever you want to call it. People wanted simpler food. They want food. And they've done a great job, and their detour went through McDonald's. That's an interesting part of the story, where they were purchased by McDonald's, and McDonald's went, what the hell are we doing with this? We don't know what to do with this. They don't fit into our strategy. We don't have this, you know, and suddenly they sell them back to the owner, and suddenly the owner had hundreds of outlets and more capital than he knew what to do with, and they grew, and they're still growing. Yet somebody had to put a stop to it or slow it down. That's why I'm suspicious. That's why Mike Adams is suspicious. Natural News, he put out an article yesterday, today, about maybe is this sabotage. I mean, because this is a very strange strain of E. coli.
Of course it's sabotage.
Yeah.
It's a kid who got sick in some way. McDonald's has how many food warnings? How many food warnings have gone through Safeway or Costco or any place that's had an E. coli thing, and they just shut the place down, and then they just open it back up and they say everything's fine?
Exactly. No big deal, and no reporting on the stock pricing and everything else that goes on with it. In this headline and this Bloomberg thing, smugness and happy talk about sustainability aren't working anymore. Like, what the hell is that? That's creating a straw man right there.
Yes, it is. Smugness wasn't the problem. The problem is that we live in America, and America is not sustainable by definition, and Chipotle is not sustainable. I don't know where they get their rice. And I eat at Chipotle like 4 days a week. I get, you know, just some rice and beans. But, I mean, I get a snack, you know. McDonald's is not sustainable because its food comes from Monsanto land. Its animals come from torture chambers up and down Route 5 in California and all over the Midwest. And you eat that, and you eat their cancer, and you eat their hatred and pain and sadness and, you know, hormones and pus and blood, and you eat that. That's what you eat when you eat American meat. Chipotle said we're not going to do that, but they're not sustainable either. They're not sustainable because their food comes from far away. Their rice comes from a desert state, California, most likely, maybe some of it from the southeast. If Chipotle truly became an organic local restaurant, they wouldn't be able to offer the same menu everywhere.
No, it would be different. It would be seasonal. Of course, that's why the whole model of, I should say federal, national chains is not sustainable long term. Why? It's something we've talked about. You've been spearheading discussion on, you know, with the oil alarm and everything else, although it's hard for people to conceive of it because right now oil is basically 25 cents a gallon. Relative to, you know, inflationary prices to be under $2 in many places. So
I've not been on the show. We haven't talked about that. Do you know that the majors, the oil companies, are pumping full bore in all the South American and Middle Eastern countries, and they got on this kick. They've never done this before. They've never just pumped. It's like they're trying to pump their wells dry. Saudi Arabia has come out saying that oil is essentially a short-term venture, and we know it's not going to last forever.
Well, it's a scorched earth policy, in my opinion, to kind of make this illusion last, and then it's done, and then what? I mean, it's...
Well, 2017 is the year for my bets for the zombie apocalypse. We fracked our way through the United States. The fracking revolution is over. It's not really reached the front pages unless you live in some of the fracking towns that are totally out of business. Suicide rates are pretty high in those towns where people went in for jobs and everything went away. The pollution is intense and incredible all over the country because of fracking, but fracking's gone. Fracking will need about $90 to $100 a barrel, maybe $120, maybe $150, to get people back into that market. And that's a hard market to procure. It's a hard market to maintain. Our oil is now coming from the people who've been pumping it for years, and these wells don't last forever. Saudi Arabia has been pumping seawater into its major oil sands and oil shale, sorry, the sandstone since, I think, 19... It could have been back as the... It's certainly the 80s. It could even be the 60s. I mean, they've been pumping water, seawater, by the millions of gallons into their stuff for a long time. So when they extract oil, since about 2004, they're getting as much seawater as oil. And when we don't have cheap oil, and we will not have cheap oil in 2017... I'll take the
bet. You're actually doing the date on this. This is always can come back to bite you, because I don't know how to predict it, because they've lasted so far much longer in so many ways with the illusion. But the illusions die hard when people believe in them. I mean, there's that power of belief again. It just holds on to things.
I just don't know what they're going to do. You know, they did their fracking trick. And they got what they could. Those wells decline at about 70% per year. So what are they going to do? And then Chipotle, with its non-crisis, will be doing well until then. But if Chipotle wants to survive, they're going to have to denationalize. And
well, and that's the irony of this sabotage on them, is that they've been quote-unquote required to do less local. Because we have to standardize things, right? And that's not what they intended to do, I don't believe, but it's like one of those things they're having to counter the propaganda against them to survive temporarily. But yeah, this is going to have to decouple from this global world perspective. We may be on the same planet, but you can't be shipping stuff from all over planet Earth to you when oil goes above, what, again, $4, $5, $6, $7 a barrel. I know you can't conceive of it right now when it's under two. But again, pay attention to the things Liam's uncovering here and that we talk about on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, also to liamshef.com, and all our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour, we got a substitute for TMB. He's awesome. Irvin Sani, also featured in The Truth About Cancer. Irv is going to join us. So he's one of the awakened doctors. He woke up and saw, oh, my gosh, what have I done? And he's changed it. He's corrected it. Really cool stuff. Liam Sheff, my friend, the oil alarm, the animation, the animated short feature, is it something that people could see in toto yet, or is it still just in pieces?
Well, most of the pieces are out, so you can watch the oil alarm. Go to Facebook, The Oil Alarm, or look up The Oil Alarm. It's connected from my YouTube page, which is YouTube/Liam Sheff. Please don't slash.
No.
Yeah, don't make me into Caitlin Skywalker. So it's YouTube/user/Liam Sheff, and right there at the top is The Oil Alarm. Because I'm traveling, I don't have my editing computer, and I need to put some final things on. Da, 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 da. So I'll get that done. Speaking of editing computers, we were talking about movies.
Yes.
Star Wars cost, this Star Wars, they say, cost over like $220, $240 million, plus $200-something million to do the promotional material. We're talking about a half a billion dollars to put a movie out.
Well, and this thing will probably gross $2 billion if it's on the way to Avatar numbers.
It is, yeah. but that's something that I don't think the future holds. So I don't know that they're going to get through this series of Star Wars movies.
Well, I mean, it's a great unknown. I mean, listen, we come back to that, the basic premise for our whole culture continuing the way we've grown and known it is, again, cheap oil. And without that, what's the transition? Because it's the Deus Ex Machina, cults, if you will, waiting for the Starship Enterprise to beam us this new technology that you'll have to re-engineer everything. We've talked about that. But it's hard to conceive of still for folks. They don't want to conceive of a time that's different than this, even though they'll grumble and complain and say, this sucks, this is horrible, look at the politics, and I don't know. All of this is made possible by cheap oil.
All of it's brought to you by cheap, abundant oil, which we don't have anymore. We don't have cheap, abundant oil. We have a glutted market because the majors have been overpumping their fields. And when we use that up, and that's why I'm saying 2017, because right now there's a surplus in the world, that's driven down gas prices. The thing that people don't understand is you can't keep, it's a well, it's not a water well where the aquifer keeps refilling from rain. Oil doesn't do that. You know, we've drained wells and fields all over the country from the 1850s to now that just don't produce anything anymore, maybe a couple pints a day, but certainly nothing resembling a gallon or a barrel or 1,000 barrels. The stuff that we use, we use 19 million per day. So the movie industry relies heavily on cheap fuel to move everything around, to manufacture, to make, to film, to carry, and then to pay actors these exorbitant costs, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's why they turned Luke into Caitlin, so he wouldn't have to be into any more movies because his asking price is too high.
Who wants to see that, right?
Yeah, it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
So I think the future of movies looks like the past.
Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah, the Philadelphia story. You know, like plays that are, you know, filmed quickly and put on screen. Actors who are sort of given, you know, a few thousand dollars for their trouble.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you think about a time where there's a, you know, mass economic downturn, what was the form of entertainment before TV and internet was really prominent, or TV even, in the great so-called Great Depression? Movies were it. They were cheap, but everybody went to laugh to kind of escape.
Oh, yeah, they were a nickel, maybe a dime. You'd go in and you'd just watch, you know, and you could watch all day, by the way. You'd go into the movie theater and you just stay.
Yeah, people would. This is something that, well, listen, I don't want to say about the hour. I mean, from Star Wars to the Burger Wars and such, and it's always fascinating when we get together and talk about these things. And it transcends the topic in many ways, and that's why I love to do it with you there. And boy, oh boy, I don't like leaving people bummed out, but also like to talk about realities that need to be considered.
Yeah, well, stay where you are and grow food and, you know, reinvest in a local art scene and local theater or local drama or local writing. You know, get into some sort of cafe collective where you sit and read poetry to each other at night, because there will be a time where, well, that will be a welcome distraction.
Yep, and the maters out back, the collards out back, the potatoes are growing out back. It's great. It's great. Thank you, Liam, my friend. You helped stimulate that, and it's growing. It's growing, and it's good. So we're going to take a break. News of the world that maybe not fit to print, but we're going to cover Outside the Box with Irv Sani, Dr. Sani, next. And you need to know this, and I'm going to remind you, the power to heal is still yours.
And may the Force be with you.
Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.